Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We are down here on location at the 2016 Reese Senior Bowl. We're down here with the standout from Wake Forest, Alex Connell. Alex, what's it like being down here so far?
It's all right. It's good fun. It's pretty intense, but enjoying myself so far. There's a lot of exposure, so yeah, good fun.
I mean, you're a young kid growing up. I mean, did you ever think you'd be here?
Not at all.
What did you think you'd be doing? Sport-wise?
Yeah, probably playing Aussie rules football, but I started to take this path late 2010 and all kind of eventuated, and here I am.
How did you end up in the States?
I swam. I'm just kidding. So about mid-2010, I saw a couple Aussies in the NFL playing, and I thought I could do that, so I thought I'd give it a go. Put some film together, send out over email, and eventually Wake Forest got back to me. It was one of the only schools who did get back to me and offer me a scholarship, and 5 years later, here I am.
What did Mom and Dad think of your idea? Did they think, oh, you're just a young kid with a crazy dream, or were they pretty supportive?
No, they were supportive. I said, go for it, so I went for it.
And the rest is history. What was the biggest, I guess, thing to adapt to? Changing between the sports.
Changing between the sports, how stop-start it is,
okay.
And how, I guess, not less involved. I mean, less involved I am, like playing time on the actual field. Like I'd play at home and I wouldn't come off the field, but you know, the game goes for 2 hours, or 30-minute quarters, and now I'm on for 10 seconds and then off. And it's just, yeah, strange, like, having to switch in and out of that, as opposed to getting into a groove like some other players get the chance to. But that would be the biggest thing, changing-wise.
How much do you miss it, the Aussie rules part of it?
Aussie rules? I mean, this is a sport I play now. Like, I enjoy playing Aussie rules, but that's in the past now. I play this sport now, so that's what I do.
And I know we just spoke briefly before. Did I mess it up when we started the show, your last name?
Kennel.
Kennel. I just want to make sure. You gave me the look, and I'm like, I messed it up. I always do that. That's why I asked. That's why I'm going to make sure I don't do that again. Once again, Alex Kennel here on the C2P talking some draft. And you don't know how many times I screw it up. So it's
okay.
Not a you thing.
That's
even after you tell me, I still mess it up.
Not a problem.
It's part of the thing. You're down here. I mean, when does it kind of sink in? I'm sure you start hearing from your coaches, Alex, you keep doing these things. Or, hey, scouts came on campus. They wanted to know a little bit about you. Kind of, how did you kind of get the idea that maybe you could be here?
To be perfectly honest, I know everyone says it, but I just kind of take it day by day.
Okay.
So, I mean, you just got to do what you got to do. Your coaches do tell you, like throughout college, that people are coming and maybe looking at you or interested in you or whatever it might be. But to be perfectly honest, throughout the season, I'm like a live in the moment type guy.
Okay.
A lot of the time, so I just focus on what I have to do when I have to do it, and I guess it takes care of itself. But it's all on me that I could maybe do something like this maybe towards the end of season, but it's not something that was in the forefront in my mind as I was running through the season.
Nice. And when you got the invitation, obviously I'm sure you were ecstatic to call home.
Did, yeah. I told my parents. They were pretty.
Did they get the magnitude of what this was?
Not straight away. Straight away, they had to do a little bit of research on it, but I think after a little bit of information searching, they picked up on that was a bit of a big deal. So.
Definitely, you may want to send this link back home. They'll be listening to it probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get it up for you. Does anything go unnoticed about your game? I mean, I know you're a specialist, but I mean, sometimes, I mean, there's things your coaches may not ask you in that particular part of it. I mean, I know some guys I've talked to, you know, have those complaints sometimes going to be directional or whatnot. But in terms for you,
I think a lot of the stuff that I had to do during college was roll out type stuff, which isn't suited for the NFL, but that's the scheme we ran because of my skill set and just what worked for our coaches in the past. But as opposed to something that the question was what goes unnoticed in
yeah.
my game. Because I didn't really get to do as much, you know, midline, like directional midline side punting.
Okay.
As you know, as the NFL guys want to see. It's something that I can do.
Yeah.
Something that's in my skill set, in my repertoire, but that's one thing in college I didn't get to do anywhere near as much of as I would have liked.
Yeah, and in your position, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. People just think you're just back there to punt the ball, but there's a lot of schematics involved of where they want you to try to put the ball,
yeah.
how, where, the placement. I mean, you know, I have no guys, you know, they might say inside the 20, but you might not have had an opportunity to put it inside the 20. I mean, there's so many things, you know, if you just look at stats. That's why we love talking with you. What's your favorite part about punting?
Favorite part about punting is, I guess, like, how happy the defense is when I flip the field.
Yeah.
I was on most of the starters, a lot of the guys on punt team were pretty much all predominantly defensive players. So when I got to flip the field for them and they were just happy that they had 90 plus yards to work with, that was always a pretty good feeling. So.
Nice. I don't know if you're familiar with Reggie Roby. He was a great Miami Dolphins punter back in the day, played in the mid 80s at Dan Marino. I always asked the punters just because he was so great at his craft. I said every day he woke up, he'd always get out of bed and directly touch his toes. Do you do anything like that?
I mean, first thing I do typically when I wake up is stretch and try and loosen up the joints. I mean, that's the most important thing you've got going for you. So, yeah, I mean, if like I'm constantly stretching, constantly doing something like that, keep myself mobile and that kind of thing. So I can see where he's coming from there.
Excellent stuff. Once again, we're here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes as we bring you the best prospects across the nation. And now before we wrap things up with you, Alex, we always like to have a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions thrown your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or more inclined to see the male runway model, Silence and Close?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd say male model because I'm an awful singer. Terrible. I think I break everyone's eardrums.
Hey, you're at the male model body. Yeah, are you training? Where are you training? Do anything?
At the moment, I'm just training in Winston-Salem in North Carolina.
Yeah. What's a day typically consist of?
Wake up, eat breakfast, go to the facility, either get my drill work or kicking in. That's the first priority. And then I'll lift and run. So it's about 2 to 3 hours of work each day, and a lot of mobility when I get home, stretching, eating correctly, chill and train.
And then the final question before we let you go. Usually this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most out of all the questions I ask. Female celebrities, Alex. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who's joining you for dinner?
Margot Robbie, definitely. She's coming along. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep, that's it.
Focus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what, here's a true story. I thought she was so beautiful in The Wolf of Wall Street. When she came out with the Will Smith movie, when I saw the trailer for it, I actually got jealous and disliked Will Smith because he got to be in the movie with
her.
That's the crush I have.
I don't know about jealous, but I appreciate the attitude she has.
Alright, man. Well, Alex Kennell?
Kennell. No worries.
Hey, man. Thanks for joining us here on the C2P. Can't wait to see you out there. That's my question.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.